Two new economic studies of the Vermont Gas Pipeline to Addison County came out this week, and they're at odds over whether the project will benefit Vermont. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
Even after the Vermont Gas Pipeline ballooned in cost from $87 million to $154 million, the company and the state's ratepayer advocates insist that it will bring economic benefits to the state. But a new study sponsored by the Vermont chapter of the AARP brings that into question.
And of course, VGS would submit something that would make it feel, that would make the project look good on their behalf. But our independent analysis of this shows, frankly, just the opposite.
That's Greg Marshaldon, the director of the Vermont AARP. The group hired Louisiana economist David Dismukes to do an analysis of the project's economic impact. And that study says it will shrink the state's economy by almost $200 million over the next 20 years. And that's important. Vermont law says regulators must determine a utility project provides an overall benefit to the state before they can approve it. And right now, those regulators are deciding whether or not to reconsider their approval of the Vermont gas pipeline in light of those cost increases. The new analysis led AARP to come out against the project, and Marshaldon says the fact AARP was doing the economic fact-checking says a lot about the state's regulatory environment.
When a filing comes through and our regulators just accept it verbatim, we have to ask ourselves the question, where's the regulation in that? It's just not there.
Marshaldon is talking about the filing Vermont Gas submitted before the project was approved, when the company said it cost $87 million. And the state continued to back the project later, when the company said the pipeline would be $122 million. In both cases, the costs turned out to be badly miscalculated.
So the problem here is really that our regulators, in many respects, aren't doing the due diligence they need to do as a part of this whole process.
All of this gets to a fundamental question. Can utilities be trusted to provide accurate information about what they're doing?
Well, I think in a regulated utility structure, yes, you can.
That's Chris Recchia. He's the commissioner of the Department of Public Service, which is supposed to keep an eye on utilities and represent the public's interests before regulators.
I think Vermont Gas dropped the ball on this one. I think they would admit that. And that is why we recommended a penalty in the penalty phase for not really following the industry and reporting on that as quickly as they should have.
The penalty he's referring to is a $35,000 fine the department recommended in response to the cost increases. And Recchia says the department isn't just taking Vermont Gas at their word. They have checked the math, he says, and they found the project is still worth it. That analysis was filed with regulators Wednesday and says the project will yield $44 million in benefits. So who's right? And what does that mean for the fate of the pipeline? Those questions are in the hands of the Public Service Board, which now has to decide if the cost increases represent a substantial enough change to merit reopening regulatory proceedings. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.